Great, Nana. Did you have any dolls when you were young?
I can only remember having one. I remember my auntie and uncle from Dunedin were staying with us here in Christie. And I went into the bedroom, and there was the most beautiful doll I'd ever seen in my bed. My auntie had bought it for me, and she didn't say anything. She just put it in my bed, and there was this beautiful doll. I really think that was the only one I ever had, because when I would have been playing with the doll, during the war, and yes, I'll never forget that. It was like longing for something for Christmas, but not really expecting to get it, and then all of a sudden it was there. Yeah. Do you know the story about King John? King John was not a good man. He had his little ways. And sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. But every year at Christmas, while minstrels were about, King John would go up the stairs and hang a hopeful stocking out. He never really expected to get anything in it, because he didn't get Christmas presents because he wasn't a good man.
I don't know that story.
What did you call your doll? Did your doll have a name?
Oh, I've forgotten that. I probably did. In fact, I'm sure I would have, but I don't really remember it. The folk over there had the little corner shop opposite us. They had one daughter, and they didn't live there. They lived in Cooper's Road, and mother used to take me visiting the lady. And their daughter had a beautiful doll. That was a special treat. When we went to visit Mrs. Wilson, I was allowed to play with Marjorie's dolls.
Were they China dolls like these? Or were they soft?
Yes.
Traditional?
Yeah, the traditional dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a gorgeous doll.
Mm-hmm.
But now those are more into Pooh Bears and Tiggers.
Yeah.
And,
don't seem to be so many dolls, do they?
They've got every now and again in the magazine or you'll see advertisements for handmade dolls, and that's like, this one they're not.
Yeah. Oh, they've got soft toys now. Tigger
and Eeyore and Tigger and
teddy bears.
Yeah.
Mm. And soft toy horses.
Horses, that's the latest thing that George
has done. Yes.
Mm. Soft toy horses.
I had a ring the other day from a lady from St. Martin's Church to ask me if it would be convenient for me if she and the minister came at 3 o'clock this afternoon to bring communion to me. Because, did I tell you that he visited me?
No,
he's only just arrived. He's an American, and he's here for 6 months. And he rang one morning and said, "My name is Peebles." And I said, "Good morning. I know who you are, because Rupert Calvert had just told me that this Mr. Peebles was coming for 6 months."
Yeah.
And he said, I would like to come and visit you if that is convenient. He was the nicest American I've ever met. You know, I've met some very nice Americans, but they were all very definitely, I'm American, you're a New Zealander. We just clicked. And he told me an amazing thing. He sat here, he looked at